in the town of Jacksboro in the year 63. A man by the name of Crego came stepping up to me, saying, "How'd you do, young fellow? How'd you like to go spend the summer pleasant on the plains of the buffalo?" I been out of work right then to the drover I did say, going out on the Buffalo Road depends upon the pay. But if you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, I think I might go with you to the plains of the buffalo. Oh yes, I pay good wages and transportation too, if you'll agree to work for me until the season's through. But if you get dissatisfied and head back for your home, most likely you will starve to death on the plains of the buffalo. Flattering talking, he signed up quite a train. But Navy six and needle gun, 70 blue-bodied men. Our way it was a pleasant one as we hit the westward road, long across old Boggy Creek into New Mexico. There our pleasures ended and our troubles soon began. The hardship of those summer months would break the strongest man. While skinning out those buffalo, our lives were so low, with outlaws waiting to pick us on in the hills of Mexico. Then the season ended, and the drover he did say, "You all drunk too much now, I don't owe you no more pay. The cowboys never did hear such a thing as bankrupt law. We left that drover's bones to bleach on the plains of the buffalo. We left that drover's bones to bleach on the plains of the buffalo."